Email, Hunter Biden did not disclose $400,000 from Burisma on 2014 taxes. By Kyle Olson on December 12, 2020. A 2017 email published by NBC News revealed Hunter Biden reportedly did not disclose $400,000 in income from Ukrainian energy firm Burisma in 2014 and was advised to do so. Via NBC News. Hunter Biden's former business partner sent him an email in 2017 saying he did not disclose on his tax returns $400,000 in income from the Ukrainian natural gas company where he sat on the board, according to a copy of the email obtained by NBC News. The message from Eric Schwerin, then president of Rosemont Seneca Partners, says Hunter Biden would need to amend his 2014 returns to reflect the unreported income, according to the copy of the email. In 2014 you joined the Burisma board and we still need to amend your 2014 returns to reflect the unreported Burisma income. The email, dated January 16, 2017, said. NBC News reported the email raises fresh questions about his tax dealings. Hunter Biden is the subject of a federal investigation into his taxes, Breitbart News said this week. The Biden-Harris transition published a statement on Hunter's behalf. I learned yesterday for the first time that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware advised my legal counsel. Also yesterday, that they are investigating my tax affairs, Hunter Biden said. I take this matter very seriously, but I am confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handled my affairs legally and appropriately, including with the benefit of professional tax advisors. The Biden-Harris transition said Biden is deeply proud of his son. On Friday, Joe Biden was asked if Hunter committed a crime. Have you spoken to your son, Mr. President-elect? Fox News's Peter Doocy shouted as an announcement event concluded. I'm proud of my son, Biden responded as he quickly left. Biden did not respond to another question about an investigation. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.